Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle con nadie lidé, que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, vamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
How y'all doing? Welcome to the show. Now, I always start off with a little bit of motivation. A little bit hot topic.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Ay. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en eso, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en eso, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Yeah.
your life. That's Stacy Jennifer Shane. Pear and Godzilla cheese pizza. Fresh pear cake. Dessert frozen cocktail. Questions or feedback, email me at wldonr112@gmail.com. wldonr112@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest, call in at 646-915-9934. Once again, at 646-915-9934. Today's topic is Takes Time. We live in a microwave. Everything's done so quick, so fast. Even our food is done fast. Nowadays, you just go up to the drive, tell them what you want, and 5 minutes or less is ready. And see, well, we live in a society that's microwavable, done so quick. Nothing is done slow anymore. Back in the day, people had to grow the food, harvest the food, clean the food, store the food. But nowadays, when you walk into the store, you get microwave dinners. You get anything you want from fast food restaurants now, or any restaurant now. Nobody takes time to cook anymore. We don't even take time to train our children how to cook anymore. All we do is walk into a place, tell them what we want, grab the debit card, credit card, or pay cash. And that's living in today's society. But lo and behold, something does take time. It takes time for a tree to grow. It takes time for your children to grow. Some things take time. People want to meet somebody. Because it didn't work out the way they think it should work out. What happened to the adjustment? What happened to spending time? And I'm not saying it shouldn't take you a year to know if you love somebody or not. I mean, it shouldn't take a year. And it shouldn't take more than 6 months. You know, period of time, if you really care about that person. But nowadays, you got so many people want to use somebody for something, and they don't want to put their time in. Nowadays, I'm a single dude, and nowadays, a lot of women, they want somebody to come help them out of this situation. The problem is, who can help you out of the situation that you created? Then they say, I want somebody to love me for me. But how can somebody love you for you when you don't love yourself for you? I mean, you want somebody to be in good shape, but you ain't in good shape. We always see nowadays people always out looking for something they're not. And that's where the problem comes at. If you're a 10, start trying to look for 100. You mentioned 90%. It takes time for anything to happen. But see, that's the problem with a lot of people. They don't want to take the time. They want instant success. They want to go to the top fast. They don't want to put the time in. Everybody wants to be the chef, but nobody wants to be the dishwasher. I mean, the dishwasher is the foundation of the kitchen. Believe it or not, you might think not, but it is. How do you know where to put the pan, the plate, the cup? How do you know how to put stuff at if you don't take time to learn? You just want to go in and start cooking. I mean, dishwashing also helps build your speed. It takes speed to be a good chef. I mean, plus you got to be clean and organized. You can tell a lot about a person about how to keep their workstation, how to keep their car, how to keep their house. See, a nasty person will not leave their station nasty. They're not going to do such a thing. They're not going to make excuses why it looks sloppy, because your station reflects you. Life literally reflects you. You can't be out here clubbing, partying all the time, And they talk about God send me or God send man. You don't even go to church yourself. And that's what a lot of the hold up is. We praying, we are seeking, we are looking for something that we are not. And then we get mad because we can't get it. But if you are not it, how you know when you got it? Think about it. You never see a Porsche on a secondhand lot for sale. That's a high-end sports car. You're not going to see it on the little side lot where they do their own financing. That car's not going to go that low in value. It's always going to be resold at a higher dealership. But see, what I get a lot of people in trouble. I get a lot of people frustrated because they get caught up in the fantasy. They don't want to build nothing with nobody. They just want somebody to come in and take care of them and their problems. They're looking for Superman. For some Captain Sable, somebody. Stop looking for a superhero. I mean, be the best you can be, but know that nobody can save you from yourself but yourself. I mean, you got to have faith and prayer and hard work. All the stuff didn't happen overnight in your life. It took time for it to happen. So now you want somebody to come instantly and just take you away. You don't want to put no value. You don't put no time in nothing. You don't want to be in a relationship with nobody. You don't want to do all the things that is deemed necessary to have a good relationship with love, trust, laughter, all that good stuff, because that's why you want to think so fast. Is that right? For somebody just to come in and just start investing in you, but you don't invest in them? I mean, think about it. Is that right? You said you were Christian and you try to live a good life, so why should somebody just start pouring into you when you're not pouring into them? You're more of a nobody, they just want to move in on your dream. They want to move in on your success. That's women and men, too. Don't take time to learn nothing about nobody no more. All they want to know is yours. They only take time to get a favorite color, the kind of movies you like, your favorite foods. Nobody wants to date anymore. Hey, how you doing? Let's get married. Hey, how you doing? It takes time for this stuff to happen. But, ladies, if you need somebody to teach you that, so, as girls, you try to find somebody else. And try to be sexual. Too many women with low self-esteem, right?
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay,
vamos. Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami. Peleamos, nos arreglamos.
You're just calling 6469.
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamo. Pero nos amamos, ay, vamos.
Por más que discuta. Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente, y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera, pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que la...
Yo, it takes time. When you get forward, you bring it to the refrigerator. You have to store it or whatever you have to do with it. You might have to bring the chicken or something, but you just don't get the chicken and just start cooking it. It's a process. You got to prep it. You got to season it. And if you want to fry, you got to make sure the oil is hot. So if there are vegetables, you just don't stop cooking collard greens. You got to wash them with some vinegar and some salt. Especially if they're fresh out the field, you just don't throw them in the pot and just start boiling them. No, it's a process. You see, nowadays, nobody wants to wait for the process. Everybody wants to rush and do their own thing. And when you rush, you mess up. Because we've been trained in society that we want it our way. The Burger King slogan, I want it my way. I want it fast and hot, and I want it now. But I thought that fast food is not that good for you anyway. It causes indigestion, it causes weight, it causes all kind of problems. So if you meet some, like I said, if you meet somebody that treats you well, and you know that person that you're dressed into at heart, that's the person you should have bought with. But no, we don't do that because, you know what? We try to date somebody to impress our friends, which is a dumb idea when you're in your 30s and 40s, that's lame and corny. That tells a lot about yourself. Or you want somebody to come figure out your situation, which is wrong, because you created a mess. Now you want somebody to be your God. When all you have to do is depend on God and go to God. And that's something. You want somebody to do something that they're not capable of doing, and they get mad because it don't work. I mean, think long and hard before you make these silly moves. And we're doing it each and every day. We're making these fast decisions. We date people that we know ain't for us just because we want to do our own thing. And then we get caught up in a mess. Then we want to fast and pray and get it right. But you know deep down when somebody's for you and not for you. But a lot of times we date somebody for convenience because it feels good at the moment. That person might not be for your future, but if you're not thinking about your future, you're thinking about now. Just like fast food. It's for now. It don't hold you up for long. It's just for now. It's a quick fix. We are a quick fix society. We get high, we don't want to deal with a problem. We get high to run away from the problem. But now we create more problems. Now you got addiction and still got the problem. You don't want to talk things out with nobody. You just assume that everybody is against you. You don't want to learn from nothing. You want to know all the answers. Sometimes all your answers be wrong. And see, that's another thing. You come to the table with, I look cute. Okay, looking cute and crazy is a bad combination. I'm just saying, because you think you look cute, that don't mean everybody else see the same result that you do. But you don't care because you figure, I look a certain way, I should have a certain thing. But look, what makes you deserve so much without putting your time in? What makes you think you should have the world and you didn't even start out with saying? What makes you so great in your own mind? The struggle, I know the struggle is real. I know things are hard. I know times are hard. But what makes you think in your mind that you should just have the best of everything, that the world should be laid out for you? You know, you just walk on the red carpet and just eat grapes and strawberries and cantaloupes and watermelon, and you should, people should rub your feet, people should rub your back, the spread should be laid out for you, but where do they do that? And man, stop doing it for a woman to take care of you. Take your manhood back. Stop telling moving on these women. Stop trying to use their car to go with other women. Man up. Suck it up. Be a man for a change. Get a real dishes. Work at McDonald's. Work at Burger King. Wash cars. Cut grass. Drug dealing is not a career. Drug dealing is not a career. Once again, drug dealing is not a good thing to do. That's just a lazy way out. I mean, at least I'm making this money, but guess what? What happens when you get caught with trying to sell? Distribution. Now you know they're going to burn you at the cross because now you're looking at 5 to 10. That's what I'm trying to be behind the bars. 5 to 10 years. And don't say I ain't going to get caught because look at all the other demons that got caught. They got all that time. They did what was good at it when they got caught. Because everybody get caught eventually. When you do it wrong, you're going to get caught and caught up. And it always happens when you least expect it. And see, that's the thing. It takes time to build wealth. I see so many people play the lottery, scratch off, every day, getting numbers, trying to get them. If I hit this number, I'm going to buy me a house, I'm going to pay off my bills, I'll be okay. But the chances of one in 200-some thousand that you're going to hit all the right numbers at all the right time. Do not be lazy and think that there is a quick way to the top. There is a quick way to success. There is no fast track. There is none of that. It takes time. It takes principle. It takes what it takes. First of all, one thing. Don't care how good you are. If you can't come to work on time, you still ain't no good. Number two, when you come to work, do a good job. Don't sit around looking for other people to solve your problem at your job. Do what you can do to make the ship better or make your station better. Number three, your area reflects you. If your area is sloppy and nasty, that's you. Stop saying, well, this person did that, and this person did that, why I did what? No. You be a problem solver. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. And that's the thing in relationships. Don't always be the part of the problem. Help solve things. And that's where you always fail. Because you so quick to look for somebody else to solve something. Why don't you solve it yourself? If you know you need money, stop eating out every day. Stop getting your toes and your nails done every day. That's $35 for 2 weeks. Get your toes and your nails done. Don't get your hair done every 2 weeks. Try it once a month. I'm just saying. And don't get a car that costs more than your whole salary for the year. If you want to make $30,000, don't try to get another $50,000 car. I'm just being real and being realistic with some things. It takes time, but you also gotta have some discipline and sacrifice in you. People don't want to sacrifice no more. That's why a relationship is about sacrifice. See? Everybody want it all. I just want it all. But what? You're not putting your all in nothing. You're Fred, Tom. You're talking to 6-7 different people. You don't put your whole time in with nobody because you're trying to find options for yourself. In because it's hard to keep up with all these people and all these demons. But you trying to do it yourself because you're looking for the right man or the right woman for your situation. But guess what? Sometimes your situation might change. It can either get worse I can get better. Now that's where that's going to put, no, not you. You want it your way. You want people to do it your way. You want to be in control with your little self-esteem self. You want to be the boss. But you cannot boss a grown person. Get that out your head. It takes time for anything to happen. But also take people willing to work together. Nowadays, you got more people working against you than with you. So how can you go far when one's going left, one's trying to cheat, and the other one's trying to out? One's trying to go left, the other one's going right. One's trying to go left, the other one's going down. How does that work? One going forward, the other one going backwards. It takes time for anything to happen. It takes time. Rome was not built in a day. So why are you trying to do it yourself so fast? I'm not telling you not to put your dreams on hold, but take time and get a vision, not a dream. Learn what it takes to make it happen. Take your time, read, study, invest in yourself. Invest in the person you want to date. Don't expect that person to invest in you. You don't do that bad for them. You're a user. And nobody wants to have a user. You might say, I'm a Christian, I don't use nobody. You're selfish. If somebody is selfish for you and you don't do nothing back for them, you're selfish and greedy and conniving and a liar, but you might not see it as so because you see yourself as a good person, but you got evil ways. Hey, that's something you go to church every Sunday, go to Bible study every week, you do this and you do that, but you're a user. Now, how does that pan out in the thing of things? And I'm not calling nobody out. Putting bad on nobody. But think about this. If somebody do it for you and you never do for them, you don't think that's a problem? You think you're entitled to it all the time? You can't buy them an ice cream cone? You can't do nothing? And see, that's what you wonder why you buy yourself with yourself. You don't do. You don't return the favor. And I'm not trying to say buy love, but show some appreciation. That's all it is about, showing some appreciation. If you have any questions, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. So if you want something, you want to be the best, you want to have the best, make sure you're the best we offer. Make sure you got something to give somebody besides a hard way to go. Or you're behind the kiss. Note that if you're not talking to somebody, they're talking to somebody else. Remember that. Don't think you're so bad. That person is waiting around for you. No, it don't work like that. Because remember, what you don't want, somebody else wants. You know that old saying? What you think is garbage, somebody else think is a treasure. So now here it is. You buy yourself once again. Because you done screwed it up, because you thought you had it all together, because you know it all, because you're so smart. But now you by yourself, and that's the person that moved on to something else, better than what you had to offer. Now how do you feel, knowing that what you thought you had the best for you, but you turned it down because you wanted better? Sometimes there is no more better. Sometimes you got what you got. Just learn to work with it. But some people not like that because they want it all. And guess what? Sometimes a bird in the hand is better than one in the bush. I'm just saying, you got that one in your hand. You know you got that. But no, you don't want that. You're trying to get the five in the bush. And guess what? The wind blew all of them fly off. And now you hungry. So remember, take time. Look at what you want. Think about what you want. And if you come your way, be thankful. Don't worry about the package. Worry about the gift. Ooh, that was deep. Let me break that down for you. Don't worry about the package. Worry about the gift. And see, that's what a lot of people mess up. They worry about the package, and they ain't worry about the gift. The gift is more important than the package because the package is what the gift come in. But we don't see it like that because guess what? We want everything our way. We want everything quick because we live in a microwave society. Time to learn about the other person. We don't want to tell the other person. We just want to give them commands and orders and make them do what we want them to do. We don't think about their feelings or past situations or what they do like and what they don't like. We don't take time to anything about the other person because what we value as success is not what the, might not be what the other person likes. See, for example, think having a BMW or a Mercedes or a Lexus is so great. But for some people, they might, that's what they go for. So can I tell you a little something about those cars? The reason why I don't care for Mercedes, BMW, or Lexus, or Cadillac, the upkeep of the cars. The upkeep is crazy. It costs so much for everything. We're talking $100 for all change. We're talking everything you gotta get done, you gotta go to the dealership. It's $100 an hour. And you know they ain't trying to do it for less than an hour. So you might spend $300 in labor alone. So every time you go, you spend $500 or better. Can you afford to do that every time the car breaks down? You spend $500, so you still have to pay your mortgage, or your rent, your light bill, car insurance, health insurance, buy food, buy gas, buy clothes, buy personal items. Can you afford to drop $500 every time the car something needs to be done? I'm just saying it's expensive. Brakes ain't cheap neither. The average car, the brakes should cost about $200, but these cars is a lot lower. Yeah, it looks nice, and people say, yeah, child, you know what she's doing, but she got that Mercedes. They don't know she gets sardines and grits or peanut butter and jelly just to make the car know it. See, I want a car that I like, and I can afford, and I can maintain. I ain't judging nobody, and I ain't putting nobody down. But why get a car that it costs so much to take care of and you can't afford it because your car ain't better than you eating? You know what I said, girl? You looking like you losing weight. Girl, I'm in your mind, I'm starving. This car ain't better than me. What the world am I going to do? This car sucking me dry. But image, and because of you, I'm look cute, and you want to brag about how successful you are. That's what you do. Try to keep this thing going. But lo and behold, build success. And you can't get successful being in debt or owing a lot of people and not saving. It's like trying to hold on to a penny. You can't spend every dollar you got so you're going to get to the top. It don't work like that. So what are you going to do with yourself? Just check out the show. I'm not saying I'm so perfect. I just talk about life experiences and what I learned in life. And I also learned that your car is not your reflection of your how good you're doing. Your house is not a reflection of how good you're doing. Anybody can get in debt. That's the one thing for real. They don't tell you much you're getting debt. But it sure took a long time to get out of it. So don't rush to get into anything. Take your time. Learn from your mistakes. Do better. Don't always judge a person by what you think they should be or how you think they should be. Maybe that person don't want that. Maybe you just want that. And see, that's the thing that kills a lot of people. They're out here killing themselves, getting high price things to impress people that don't even like them. And they don't like stuff like that for bragging rights. You let somebody tell you that if you don't have one of them proud shoes, you're not successful. If you don't have that MK bag, you're not doing so well. If you don't drive a Mercedes or BMW, I feel like, I don't know how about this, how much money you got in the bank. Now, that's a whole other story. I'd rather have $50,000 in the bank than over 50 own. Let me sit down a little. See, I like being in the black. There's a difference. I like to be in the positive and not the negative. I mean, sure, it looks good. It feels good. People brag about how proud they are. How proud they are of you. That you got it. They say, girl, you got it going on. They don't know. Your talent is there. But The other thing in your refrigerator is water. You can't afford to buy Kool-Aid. Poor little tank. You living way above your means, but you are still trying to keep the image going, knowing that you need to be your behind on the budget. You know you only make so much money, so why are you spending out dollar, dime, penny, nickel, water? Every dollar you get your hands on is gone. To impress who? With what? Does it really matter if you drive a Land Rover? Does it really matter if you drive a Bentley? Does it really matter if you have a 5-story house? Does it really matter if you wear, I don't know what's a new shoe, but does it really matter? No, it don't matter to you. You let people psych you up to get in all this stuff to impress who? Yourself? You're not impressing yourself because you're crying at night. You don't know how you're going to make it because you didn't charge up all your credit cards shopping. Buying clothes that you really don't need for God knows what and for when. So be careful how you do things. Think long and hard. Build wealth. Don't try to be rich overnight. Please, oh, please stop playing the numbers. Scratch off tickets. Some people play this stuff lunch and dinner and breakfast. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they play numbers. They're trying to get in every clothing or every client they can get in because they're trying to hit. Giving away money for nothing. Or what? One day you might hit? When that day gonna come? I mean, if you play the same number for 5 years, eventually it might come out. Eventually it might come out if you play over 600. It's just not a gamble. It's just statistically knowing that if you keep it over and over, it might actually work. But can you afford to take that chance? But it might not work. You look to this number five years, every day, 5 years straight, every day, still ain't hit. 5 more years to the same number. Now it's 10 years, still ain't hit. 5 more years, that's 15 years altogether, same number, every day, still ain't hit. 20 years down the road,